Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday and it is October the 7th. And it is a different sort of a show today, I know. And gone at the top and bottom of the hour are some of the usual musical selections. And I've replaced them. The top of the hour, what you just heard, is called the Shema. And it is the central tenet of Judaism. It is the most important prayer, most important statement within the Jewish faith. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Defines everything that Judaism is about. And I will tell you that many of the folks who were slaughtered on October the 7th, that would have been the last thing that they said. Even secular Jews know the Shema. Even the Jews who were at that Nova musical concert, who were fundamentally young and left-wing, knew the Shema. And that would have been, in most cases, the final thing that they ever said. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. It is the very basic prayer. I will tell you that it is shared, right? There are only two prayers that are specifically commanded in the Torah. And Shema is the one. Shema is the most important one. The Shema, for those who are Christian, would have been recited by Jesus of Nazareth twice a day. It is the cornerstone of Judaism. As there were people who were being marched into the gas chambers during the Shoah, during the Holocaust, in unison, they were chanting, they were singing, they were saying the Shema. And so that's why I have chosen at the top of each hour today to utilize that. It may not be as cool as Enter Sandman, but it's pretty important. And for me, anyway, it's helping to define not only today, but every day since October the 7th, 2023. You know how you sometimes have an event in your life? You say, boy, that's life-changing. And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. October the 7th, 2023 was, in every sense of the word, life-changing for me. It has changed my perspective on everything. Everything. And things that once seemed important no longer seem all that important. And I'm not alone in this. Not by a long shot. There are people across the world, primarily Jews, but not just Jews, who saw, who experienced October the 7th, 2023, and said something is different. One of these things is not like the other, right? One of these things just doesn't belong. Didn't we all learn that on Sesame? Something is different. For me, I tell you in full disclosure, October the 7th, 2023, changed my view of a lot of things. It was life-changing. I will share with you a couple of texts that have come in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. They're very, very, very beautiful texts that have come in. And you need to hear some of these. You really do. 804 starts by saying, Jeff, I'm not a Jew. I am a constitutional conservative. I abhor the mistreatment of any religious group. What is happening to the Jews is unconscionable, both here and abroad. We need divine intervention, whatever you perceive that to be, and we need it soon. B in Henrico. Well, B, I would agree with you. I agree with you. Hey, Jeff, I'm with you. I'm pissed that the American government hasn't sent special forces in to free the hostages. Americans were killed, and they're still hostages, and our government hasn't made any moves to get them out. We have the technology and the fighters. We just don't have the leadership to make it happen. Yep.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Absolutely correct. 804, Jeff, I am an independent Baptist, but I'm with you. My Bible, King James Version, says, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Genesis 12:3. God bless you, my radio friend. I, too, have a challenged child. Mine is with Down syndrome. Well, thank you. I think there's special people that have special kids. I do believe that. Although, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to have a conversation. There are a few things I need to know about when that time comes. Seriously, I'm going to ask God about a couple of different things. I am going to ask why Julia is as Julia is. I think I have some sense, but I don't know. No, I want some answers, absolutely. I'll tell you what else I got questions about. I got questions about flies and mosquitoes. I don't get that. Couldn't we? We could have done without them, I think. Wow. Jeff, it is sad beyond understanding to see the nation of Israel and the Jewish people subjected to the hatred and violence without end. Why anyone can endorse the perpetrators of such evil is beyond me. May God protect the Jewish people. That's Michael in 757. Thank you. 804 says, Jeff, I went and voted early today in honor of all of those we lost. We need a leader that's going to respect Israel and support them as the ally that they are. That would be nice. Well, we don't have that right now. Jeff, it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are when it comes to the atrocities and violence committed against innocent citizens in Israel. Evil is evil and must be condemned by all of us in no uncertain terms. We must never forget. About an hour ago, 804 says, Jeff, Kamala Harris speaking right now about October the 7th. She sounds like a junior high school student reading a speech. You know, I'm trying to figure out what the deal is with Kamala Harris, because I think there are only a couple of options, right? Kamala Harris could be stupid, but I don't think she is. I don't think she's stupid at all. People say, oh, she's really an idiot. I don't think so. So let's take that one off the table. Here's the other parts of it. She's drunk or she's high. Hey, I think those options are still in play. 804. Jeff, it's sad that the lame brain anti-Semite students stupidly recycle the final solution. They're stupid. They're not even creative. No, yeah. I guess. 804, Jeff, Hamas wrote a check that their asses cannot cash, and Israel is going to make them pay. Hey, Jeff, Jan and Ashlyn, no, you're not bumbling. You're as professional as always. Right now, on the side, I feel your loose ends this day has been very hard for all of us. So much death, lies, deceit, and raw pain is a lot for anyone to deal with. Keep the faith, my friend. God has Israel in his hands. Yes, oh, I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe that. 757 says, Jeff, we feel your pain, sorrow, outrage, and more as you remind us of the sad anniversary of the atrocities committed against the people of Israel. We share your grief. We pray for you, Israel, and the Jewish people. Thank you. Tim and Henrico, Jeff, thank you for sharing your faith. Thank you for the music. It is quite beautiful. Jeff, what a beautiful tribute to your Jewish family. For some of us, we can read between the lines and realize that you are feeling the collective pain and suffering that the Jewish people have had to endure throughout their history on earth. We pray every day for Israel, for the protection of the people, for peace that has been so elusive yet is promised. No apology needed for standing up for your faith and your family. We love you, Jeff. Our hearts are with you, especially today. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, thank you. Jeff, the musical selection this afternoon is moving me to tears. It's absolutely beautiful. Wow. Oh. All right. Good afternoon, Jeff. I have some issues with our Lord. I believe he's going to forgive you for taking care of your daughter rather than attending a service for those who have passed. Sort of a celebration of life. Family is everything. Dave in Surrey County. Thank you, Dave. Matthew in Richmond, Jeff, what do these prayers translate to in English? Well, I've given you the translation of the Shema. That's the easy one. There are other ones, like at the bottom of the hour, we're going to share something that's called Mourner's Kaddish. It's recited when somebody has died. And it's actually not Hebrew, it's Aramaic. And the interesting thing about that prayer is that even though you say it when someone has died, it's not about death, it's about life. And that is what I believe to my core has kept the Jewish people as a viable population. Now, we make jokes all the time. Jewish holidays are the same, right? Yep. We were minding our business. Somebody tried to kill us. God came and saved us. Let's eat. All right. That kind of, I'm telling you, that fundamentally sums it all up, right? But the Jewish people have focused on living, and the Jewish people have focused on moving forward. It is why our obligation in our faith is so strong towards the living. And I am hoping that coming out of this, we somehow will be doing that. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.